Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, y'all.
World has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh.
Wake up, y'all. It's morning time. It's the Buffalo Price Morning Show.
What you have to say.
Welcome. This is the Russell Price Morning Show documentary podcast, Pulling Your Eyelids Open. We have a special guest on our newsmaker line, a woman who is innovative. She is an inventor. Her name is Patricia Jabrank. Welcome aboard. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Russell. I'd like to say thank you very much for this opportunity. Yes, I have invented a unisex wrap that has six adjustments that you wear from late fall through the winter, and it's called Breeze Wind. And it's much more efficient than most traditional wraps because once you wrap it, it doesn't drop like ordinary garments. It doesn't leak air. And also, one of the unique features about Breeze Wind, folks, is that it can cover from under your eyes down to your chest. But understand this, folks, you have to adjust it. But it has six adjustments that you can wear from late fall through the winter.
When you say it's a wrap, give us more detail about what this actually is, what this invention is. What does it do, and what do you use it for? I mean, tell us about what it is.
Okay, Breeze Wind is for anyone, you know, people who catch the bus on the way to the metro or the subway station. You're out in the cold, and you have your wrap on your neck. And then sometimes you want to adjust it to your chin, or you want to adjust it under your nose. But Breeze Wind wraps in six different ways based on the weather. So if it's just mild outside, it will wrap from under your neck down to your chest. Then you can adjust it to your chin. Then once you adjust it to your under your nose, because just imagine most wraps, when you wrap under your nose, it will not cover your chest. Breeze Wind will cover your chest. And then you can take Breeze Wind and put under your eyes, which you can't do with your regular wrap. Breeze Wind will allow you to wrap it under your eyes, and it will still cover your chest. Then when it gets really, really cold, it will unfold and go from temple to temple. What I'm saying is that it will go from the right temple to the back of your head to your left temple and cover you all the way down to your chest, folks. It gives you, and then you say, how can I see? It gives you a U opening. It's designed to give you a U opening, and all you have to do is put your hat on top of your head, and then you have the U open. You're covered from your temples under your eyes down to your chest. That's how wonderful and adjustable Breeze Wind is. And it comes in three sizes, small, medium, and large. It comes in gray, brown, black, and blue. And I have a sale today.
Go ahead.
It's $19.99 for free shipping at www.breeze-wind.com.
Okay, so we want to clarify to our listeners, is it a cloth? What's it made of?
It's made of fleece, 100% polar fleece. I won't call it a scarf because I don't want to get in the competition of this a scarf. That's why I call it a wrap, because it wraps around your a neck like a regular scarf, but it's much more efficient because once you wrap it, it doesn't drop loose because it's secure with Velcro. So it does the same thing, some traditional scarf, but most of them drop loose, leak air, and don't stay up on you. But see, when you have it under your nose, do you have sufficient wrap to cover your nose down to your chest? No, you do not. And that's why Breeze Wind is so unique, because it does six different things from late fall through the winter. It will always stay up because it's secured with Velcro.
So, I want to ring the bell for you because you are an innovator. Tell us about what inspired you to invent this breeze.
Okay.
Tell us how you, what made you come up with this idea?
By the time I get to work, my big, huge wrap or big scarf, it will fall down. I will be cold. I'll be red in the face. And my friends would say, had me a cup of coffee. The one day, the boss said, stop fussing and make something. And I said, oh, you're smart enough. So my coworker said, look, Pat, can you draw? I said, yes, if you draw it, I'll show you how to break it up to a pattern. So I drew something that would cover under my eyes down to my chest. And from there, I started buying fleece. And then someone said, stop buying fleece because it's too expensive. Go to the dollar store, buy some sheets, and sew the pattern, sew your design. And so you actually want to make the form that you want. Then you buy the fleece. So I must have bought a dozen sets of sheets to come up with. It took me about two and a half years to get the design to where it wraps like I want to. And then I met someone who is a seamstress, and she put the darts in it to make it fold properly because I didn't know how to put the darts in. And then I got it patented. In 2005 and 2012, I received my patent.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, when you got your patent and now you're able, is it a prototype or do you actually have the actual items now for sale?
No, I actually have a patent, Russell. I actually have a patent from the United States Patent Office. And by the way, while I was doing cancer, in between my chemos, I would write my patent myself. I would write the patent arguments, and they were successful for maybe a year, and then I had to get a lawyer to finalize the argument because I wasn't talented enough. I'm not a patent lawyer, but she commended me for writing my patent myself.
Excellent. But right now you do have product to sell, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I have plenty of product to sell.
That's
and I must say, some football group bought all my blacks, so I'm out of blacks. But I won't. I have a few blacks, but I don't have that many blacks yet left.
What you have is totally needed, and it's wintertime is coming, so you have something that everyone needs to keep warm. Let's talk about you a little bit and your background. Where are you from?
I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
Same place as the Vice President and the President of the United States is from.
Very much so.
So what brought you to Washington, D.C.?
After I graduated from Delaware State College, I wanted to just branch out a little, and I came to Washington, D.C., and I worked a little, and then once I got my certification to teach, I began to teach. I'm a health and PE teacher.
Excellent. Tell us again, what is your goals, and where do you see this company 5 years from now?
Well, Russell, I'm trying to get notified and people get aware of my product, but I like to get a license because I think it would be an excellent product for colleges to put their logos. Any local group around the city can put their logos on. And also, I like to get an NFL patent license. That's why I'm so happy trying to get someone to talk about it because I think you can actually wear it during the football season, and that's what my goal is, to get it on NFL. But also my ultimate goal is to go into the Black history of Black inventors.
Well, I think you're on your way. I think what you're doing is super positive, and getting a license deal is not going to be no problem. We at Be There Magazine, we're going to do everything possibly to make sure you market this to the right people. And we're going to make sure that you do well with this item because it's so needed. That's why I'm going to be inviting you in February to at least come to the event and possibly make sure people in the magazine see a display of what it looks like and what it is. So you can definitely have what they call exposure. But it sounds like something that everybody can use. It doesn't sound like something that's is hard to use. If I'm saying it's hard, it's something that's very easy to use, and it's not hard to put on and learn how to use. It's very easy to put on, right? You just wrap it around. It has Velcro, and it's easy to put on, correct?
Yes, sir. Basically, when I sell them, I have a little card that shows you how to wrap each position from 1 to 6. Even it has drawings, how it's supposed to do, it's arrow. It's real simple to put on, and it becomes natural. You go left, then you go right, and the way I designed it is that once you go to the right, take your left hand and go to the right and touch your ear, then you go with your right hand to your left ear, and it's fastened. And that's how you put any wrap on, left to right, mm-hmm. in the first place. It's designed that once you fold it automatic catches.
Super, super. I think you're on your way. It's all about product. It's all about marketing. It's all about advertising. It's all about getting the word out. And once people see your product, and then you are an excellent entrepreneur. Give me 3 people that have inspired you in your life.
Oh, you know, I'm an old woman. first of all, I wanted to be in corporate America. That was Mary Tyler Moore and Josh Stowe on TV, Loretta Young, Nat King Cole, Nancy Wilson, Oprah. Cause I had an interview with Oprah. I was almost on her Big Idea show, but she wanted 12 contestants, and she had 14, and much worse than me, I got rejected. But Damon John inspired me the most about my product because I saw him, and I get sentimental because he keeps me going because he started in New York, and then I watched him as he went from one country to the next country, and I said, gee, international, and I would like it to really to go international. I really would, because it's a product everyone can use. And I'm working. I had an opportunity to go international, but I got sick, so I couldn't. I didn't have the money to do the application to go international, so I have to stay here in the United States when I got my patent originally. So after I got cancer, the lady said it had expired, so I can't use that phase of my patent to go overseas and sell it overseas and protect myself. So I have to stay here in the United States. So that's, I'm inspired by Damon because he went international with his products.
Yeah, he started out with just a baseball cap and FUBU, and now he's a full-time millionaire, and he's on the show called The Shark Tank. So he's doing very well, very well. When it comes to you being an entrepreneur, were you always inkling to be an entrepreneur, or was this something that came later on in life?
It came later on in life. My father wanted me to major in business when I was younger, and I said, Daddy, I don't think they want women in business. I want to make sure I get a job. So, and actually, when I graduated, a lot of people who were actually major in business at that time in the early 70s, didn't get a job. I got a job because I was a school teacher, but I had to take 32 hours to become a teacher in the Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you seem to be very, very positive, very energetic, very focused. You have all the boxes that you check when it comes to being an entrepreneur, and you're dedicated enough to invent a product but follow through. Many people have ideas and inventions that they want to do, but they don't pursue it and they don't follow through. What they do is say, oh, I thought of that. Why didn't I think of that? Or I did think of that, but I didn't do anything. But that's my idea. That's not mm-hmm. you. You saw an idea. You pitched the idea. And you made the idea come to life. But not only did the idea came to life, you went and got a patent. You did the homework. You did the work. You said, I'm going to patent this thing, and I'm going to do this. And now you're doing what I call the marketing aspect of it, where you're making sure that people know what you do and who you are. Again, give us the name of your company and your name.
Well, the wonderful thing about my company is called Velvans. And the reason why, let me tell you the history of Velvans. My mother's name is Rovella Debrick, and my father's name is Van Debrick. So I took the Vel for Rovella and the Van for my father and named it Velvans. Because when I was in Atlanta, I bought a balloon business where you put balloons. You can have balloons. You can take a balloon, put things inside of it, and I did Valentine's gifts and things of that nature. And so I had to create a name of my business, so I called it Velvans for Rovella and Van, which is my mother and my father.
That's excellent. So you're keeping the name alive, and you're doing what they call branding your name, branding your brand. So you're mm-hmm. doing what totally needs to be done, and pretty soon that name will be a household name like Clorox.
I hope so.
That name, it'll be a powerful name. What else do you contribute your success to in your dedication?
I read a lot about doing a business and how it becomes very frustrating. I've read just about every book that Damon John has put out to keep me staying the gear. Excuse me. That Damon John has written. I've read his books on business. I read another lady about PR that I met at the George Foreman Invention Conference, and I read her book, and she gave me a lot of information about how you market in different places on the internet. I think it's called HAROP. There are people who help a journalist out, and I've talked to people in the UK, I've talked to people in Florida, Texas, and New York, and right now I'm getting a company to just review my product. They're in New York, Wisconsin, Florida, and Minnesota, and I sent my product to them, and they're going to just test it and see how well it is and do a write-up for me this winter.
That's wonderful.
What motivates what actually motivates me is that I think the product is sincerely needed because it is cold outside, and I want people who catch the bus and on the way to the metro, it will keep you 100% warm. If you have sinus problem, asthma, cover your nose up, and because I have those problems and I keep my nose covered, and it helped me tremendously.
Well, that's the gist of it. It's a product that's needed. Give us your website and how to get in touch with you.
Okay. My website is www.brevz-wind.com.
Do you have a phone number they can call you?
202-427-90.
Do you know for sure?
I know for sure that BreatheWind is a wonderful product. It actually works. It's very adjustable, and I do pretty well. I do well in the DMV. I'm just trying to get more customers on the internet. People are often amazed with the product, and I'm going to somewhat updated. So some young people say it needs to be updated because it's made out of fleece. And I'll probably just get some new material to make it a little bit more attractive. But I think it's a wonderful product, so I'm going to just work on it with new materials. But other than that, I think I'm very proud that I have made something, because I want to be in the Black Book of African-American Inventors.
Well, I think you're on your way. I think what you're doing is a great product. I think what you're doing has a purpose. What you're doing, there's a need for it. People take the bus every day. Sometimes you have to stand and wait for the bus. While you're waiting for the bus, that's the hardest time the wind and the elements have access to you. You need everything you possibly can do to keep the hawk off of you. And when you talk about have gloves, you have a coat, you have stockings, you have boots, but what do you have for your face? What do you have for your neck? What do you have for your ears? And that's where your product comes in. It's going to cover your face, your eyes, your nose, your ears. And that's where if your ears get cold, you can't really be comfortable. If your ears are cold, your ears and hands are the first that will make you uncomfortable standing waiting for the bus. So you're taking away that element where your ears are warm, your neck is warm, your nose is warm, and you put your hat on your head, and now all you have exposed is your eyes with everything else you're taking care of. That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's some experience from catching the bus, walking from 18th to 21st M, that you can put breathing on. And the wonderful thing about this, Russell, is that you can go to work and adjust from 3 under your nose down to your chest. When you leave work, it's snowing and winding. You just unfold it and put it under your eyes and wrap it around your head and put your hat back on. You're perfectly warm to walk back to the metro.
Wow. I mean, come on, you can't get no better than that. You just can't get no better than that. You really have... Go ahead.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, one of the things I read in Damon John's books was the fact that your product, what it's about, and it is about the wind and the breeze. That's why I call it breeze wind, because you, in the fall you had a little chilly breezes, and in the winter you had the strong wind holding your face. That's why I call it breeze wind.
That's a good name, Breeze Wind, because it talks about the product and tell you what it can do, what it's needed to do, what it can do. It protects you from the breeze and the wind. So the name is perfect, Breeze Wind. You can't get no better than the name, because it lets you know what it is what it does. It protects you from the – Damon John has been a great inspiration to you. So you bought his books and you read his books. Do you watch him on Shark Tank a lot?
Yes, I do.
It's good to see
that. I have done a lot of things. I went to his workshop, and it cost $2,000, and I got $2,500 back for being in his workshop. Now, it cost $2,000 to go to the website, but then his 3-day conference, and I got $2,500 back because he showed me how to get credit cards.
Wow. So he had a workshop, right? Where was the workshop at? New York?
No, it was here in Virginia. It was just teaching you about when to post on Instagram, different companies that could help you and things of that nature. And he showed us how to get credit, and I got $2,500 back through his process, and I got my money back in credit cards.
Wow. So, it was worthwhile for you to go to the seminar, but to pay $2,000 to go to the seminar. It was worthwhile.
Yes, it was.
So you learned a lot. Tell us something that you did learn at the seminar. What were some of the major things that you learned from the seminar?
Well, most important is when you post like on a Thursday, a Friday, or first thing Monday morning, or first thing Sunday morning, things of that nature. And then also, I learned that when you have your business card, don't put too many things on it, because the person is going to take maybe a half a second or half a minute to just take time to read it. So don't put a whole lot of things on your business card. You should have a 3-minute pitch, which I'm working on. I'm working on getting a 3-minute pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have a 3-minute elevator pitch. When somebody talks mm-hmm. about your business, you should have a 3-minute elevator pitch, and you should have a catch-all phrase, something that you can work with your logo. Like when it comes to me, I branded my name Russell. It's one name, like Cher, one name. So if you say Russell, people know who I am. And then my catch-all phrase is, I'm the hardest working man in marketing. I'm the king of all marketing. So those two things will let people know who you are, what you do. So you have a catch-all phrase, a good elevator pitch, and you know who you are. But right now, this breeze wind is something that you can market tremendously, and we're going to help you with that. We're going to make sure that your name is known and your product is known.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, no problem, because I want to help you. Now, when it comes to this product, what are you doing now to get it more in the hands of young people? Young people need your product also. So how are you approaching young people?
I know. Trying to do my best, because as a senior citizen, trying to relate to young people is a little difficult. But I try to go to as many events that I possibly can go to, especially during the holidays. With the Facebook, I do little things. I do ads and post things on Facebook. You'll see me on. And also, I have young people, and I have a video of them. Why do you buy Breezeman? I bought Breeze for so-and-so. I have a lot of testimonies, and I put them on TikTok day in and day out, because that's the place where young people are on most of the time. So that's basically what I'm doing right now, is going to events, going to TikTok, Instagram, and things like that. I think Fox Soul has something called The Mix, and I Instagram and text them all the time about my product, because they have a lot of young audience.
That's a good idea. So you're on top of it. When you have young people making testimonials for you.
Oh, yes,
that's
sir.
A great
yes,
idea.
Sir.
When you have young people wear your product, they can wear the product on the school grounds, the Howard. They can wear the product while they catch the bus, and they can see, where'd you get that from? And then you can talk about your product.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the hand of some celebrities, people who you know have a good following. If you go to TikTok or you go to Facebook and you see someone who has a great following, then make sure they get one of the Breeze Winds and let them wear it. Let them promote it. Let them people know that they use it. And that'll help your product go viral, because what they see is better than what you talk about sometimes. Seeing is better than talking. So if they know you have the product and they see if you can use it, they will do much more as far as buying the product. But we're going to make sure everybody knows what you're doing. We're going to make sure that you are well known in the Be There magazine family. People who follow me and people who come to my events, they will know who you are, because we're going to make sure they know who you are. And even the best upcoming events, like I say, the big one in February for Black History Month, you want to be part of the Black History Month convention, so people can see that you invented. To be in the company of an actual entrepreneur, an actual person who invented something, an actual person who has a patent for something, that's a monumental aspect of someone's life. They even know you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be talking to you, because you did it. You actually did it. You're like the Black Damon Don here, right here on the radio with us. So you actually are an inventor. I mean, how does it feel
I am very surprised. I'm very happy that I even did this. I think if my boss had not been so accosted to me when he said, stop fussing and make something, I would think I would have been happy probably today, Russell. because the way he said it was a roller coaster. And I said, okay, let's have a talk about this. And he said, you seem kind of smart, you know, better in the office, which was the Federal Communication Department. And he said, well, make something for yourself, help yourself out. I said, I'll do that. So here I am today. So thank you for boxing with me. That's just how actually how it occurred.
That is so awesome that he gave you that insight to do what you do. He said, make something. And you took that literally to make something. That's right there.
That's busting to make something. So I did it.
Social stigma does society need to get over?
What social stigma society? Oh, my God. Well, the biggest one is racism. We need to get over racism. Right. And need our colors, you know. And then you say, and that's a universal thing, get over color. And internally, culture-wise, we need to get over color as well in our own culture. And just look at a person for themselves.
Give us an example of what you're actually currently worried about.
What am I worried about as far as
anything?
What I'm worried about is that I take my time. I don't show this product to everybody because I know people will try to, you know, emanate it or, you know, copy it to some form. So I haven't been to another conference because of the pandemic, but I'm just worried if someone copies it and takes it overseas, because I actually saw something in Switzerland. And when I was working at the market, a lady who had a Swiss overtone, she bought the product. That's in 2005 or 6. When I was just on the internet one day, I saw something very similar to what I had designed in Switzerland. I said, oh, my God, did she take my product and go to Switzerland? So that's what I was worried about. I was worried about the fact that they can take this idea and go overseas and transpose it. Because the protection I actually had for overseas had expired because I had cancer. So that's what I was worried about. But I'm just keep with the power, a power above, that it breathes when we get out there on its own.
Excellent. It's good that you do, that you cover all bases, that you know what you want, and you are trying to protect yourself. A lot of people don't think about protection when it comes to products. They don't want to patent. They don't want to trademark it. They don't want to do anything that's, you know, they don't do what's necessary to make sure it works right. They think it works out exactly how it should. So you took the steps to do that, and I'm proud of you for doing that. What's something that will always be in fashion, no matter what or how much time passes? Give us something that you think will always be in fashion. Like breeze wind, it will always be there. You think it'll always be there?
I think it'll always be there because we always need something to keep us warm during the fall and the winter. I've noticed that you tie your winter wraps a little different, but most people are buying these big $30 scarves and putting around their face, but they always fall down and they look ugly. So people just I've just watched people in the wintertime, and they do all kind of things to stay warm, and I end up giving them my flyer and say, hey, buy breeze wind, because you would look much better, because some people look horrible during the wintertime. And see, breeze wind is very stylish. And you wrap it, so I think breathing would just be consistent through time, because you need something to wrap yourself up and look very fashionable. And that's the wonderful thing about breathing; it is very functional from late fall through the winter, but it's also very stylish as well. So I think it will stay. And another thing is that these hats, I think these hats that people have on are okay, that cover your head and whatnot with fur, but there's nothing to cover your face cold days. And people don't, a lot of people do not care to wear hoodies. And breeze wind will wrap from the temple to the back of your head as though you have a hoodie on and put your hat on. And so you can take your hoodie off. That's true. Yeah, but then when you, but then you can just bring breeze down under your nose, under your lips with adjustment six. See, breeze wind is so adjustable that it will show your face, bring it right back down under your nose, back to under your lips. And you don't have to have that hoodie. Because a lot of people do not care to wear a hoodie. They put something fashionable and breeze wind. And also gentlemen and ladies who want to wear the fancy hats, the gentleman hats, the wide brims with the feathers on it, you can still wear that and put breeze wind on as well and look very fashionable. So I think breeze wind is here for, it's going to be here for a good long time, for centuries to talk about.
That's a great statement. What old things, old person things that you do now?
I do now.
So I said, what old person things that you do now? Things that old people do that you still do today?
What old things I still do today? I still pray to God.
Right.
I still respect my mother. I still respect my father. I still respect myself. What old thing did I do that I don't do now? I don't know. I can't. It's kind of hard to answer that one.
That's a question. It's a good question.
The old things that I do today. I like pretzels. I still eat pretzels. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh,
okay. I like pretzels. And I like old fashioned. I like church ice cream. I used to go to a thing called August Courtly in Delaware, and they made the coconut cake and the ice cream. Yeah, I still do that today. I go to churches sometimes to get the old fashioned ice cream if they have it, because I like old fashioned church ice cream. It's nothing like it. That's what I still do.
Wow. Yeah, old things still what they call relevant today. And people who are mature and old, they still use these things. They still say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. They still be polite. They do a lot of things that people don't do today. But people who've been used to doing them, they still do it. They don't change, you know what I mean? They really don't change. What's the most expensive thing you have broken?
Pardon?
What's the most expensive thing that you have broken?
That broke me?
No, not
oh,
broken,
you,
that you have broken. That, you...
that I could have broken?
That have what's broken, that something that you have broke that was expensive. No, something that you have broke that was expensive. What's the most expensive thing that you have broken,
oh,
that you broke?
Oh, the diamond ring. The diamond ring that my mother gave me. The diamond. I lost the diamond in the ring that my mother gave me. That, what it is, that there's six children in the family. And for every child that was born, my father bought my mother a diamond ring. And my father passed. And the diamond out of my ring fell out. So I was like, gosh. So I had to go buy another diamond and put back in the ring that my father bought my mother when I was first born. So that's the most expensive thing that I broke, I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that hurt when you lost that diamond ring. Boy, I know that
yeah,
hurt.
Because
that
you
hurt
know, yeah, that hurt me because, see, when my father passed, my mother gave the rings to all of us. And when my I don't know what he bought for my mother, for my brother. I have one brother. But everybody got a diamond ring, and my diamond fell out. I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? I was devastated.
That is awesome that you got over that. You're able to, you know, go on and not have that affect you to the point where, you know, it affects your life. Some things people have obstacles in their life, and it affects them, you know.
Mm-hmm. It hurt me. I really wish my father was alive to see that I had this business, because he wants me to be in business. He really wanted me to be in business, and I said I didn't want to be in business because I didn't think I was going to get a job. I tend to be right, but nevertheless, I'm in business now.
Yeah, in business now. That's a blessing. What's something people don't worry about, but they really should?
being successful. I mean, people want to be big successful. But say that again. Say that again.
What's something people don't worry about, but they really should?
What they don't worry about, but they really should.
You said being successful. That's true. They don't worry about that, but they really should. It's called being successful. That's a good answer to that question, because you said being successful. People don't really worry about it, but they really should. If they're trying to be successful, they should worry about how to be successful. You know, they should not just take it for granted that I'm going to be successful. They should really take it seriously and worry about it. You know, I'm going to be successful like you did. You took the time to read Damon John's book. You took the time to go to the seminar. I mean, what really inspired you to pay $2,000? You had never been to this seminar before, and I guess you heard about it on the radio, the TV, whatever. And what inspired you to take this $2,000 and do it?
Well, first of all, I had the patent. I do have an MBA, and so I knew a lot about business, but I needed to know how he marketed his product. What are some of the things you have to do with your product? How do you get exposure? So who do you talk to? What kind of firms do you talk to? And things of that nature. And I did not know that. I mean, you can read a lot of things, but I did not know that on Thursdays and Fridays and Sundays mornings and sometime Wednesday evenings, you should post your information, because that's when people are actually looking on Instagram or Facebook. I didn't know that. I just want to post every day. He says, no, you don't need to post every day. You need to post these particular times. So that's what I have learned. And it inspired me to go to talk to someone who's international. This man is international. How did you do that? Okay. So I wanted to find out how he went from, he's in maybe 12 different countries and with blue jeans and tops and things of that nature. And Brisbane can do the same thing. And that's why I got my patent extended, which I lost. But I wanted to know how he did that. So he talked about a lot of things of that nature. And
you got a chance to talk to him one-on-one?
We didn't actually get a chance. It was his, his knowledge was done through another gentleman. We didn't actually get a chance to talk to him, but he read all of our write-up of why we read that. We didn't actually get a chance to talk to Damon per se, but it's just called Damon John's Seminar. And some of the things that made him successful, he has someone teach us some of the things in his endurance, how he stayed outside of the mega program in California to pass out flyers. And I started to do the same thing, but someone said a lady should not do that. So I didn't follow. I couldn't follow all the things he did to get people to see his products.
How did you become a vegetarian? What inspired you to do that?
I get sick very easily. I get cold very easily, and I was always sick when I was a younger person. And as a school teacher, I cannot be sick. I have to go to work. So I had to change my diet, and I feel so much better. I was a size 13, and I danced that off a little bit. But then I have not been sick that often either by being a vegetarian. So I have to go to work. So I'm okay.
That is super, 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 super. Realizing what you need to do and doing it. You know, you realize you need to do something to change your health, to make your health better, where you won't be sick. And, you know, this has been one interesting interview for one interesting lady. You are truly an entrepreneur. Brisbane's going to be extremely successful. I want you to give us your closing statement.
In the radio world, I would appreciate it as you're listening to Brisbane. Remember, when you're at the bus stop, you have adjustable garment that will keep you warm from late fall through the winter. It's really very easy to adjust. It comes in three sizes, small, medium, and large, and a few extra larges. I hope you go out and buy my product. I'm in the DMV, and help get me into the Black Invention booklet that they print every 3 years. And I wish everyone a wonderful holiday. Oh, briefly, one more thing. I have a sale on. It's $19.99 for free shipping at www.breeze-wind.com.
$19.95. You heard her. $19.95. This is a great Christmas gift, a great holiday gift. It's a great gift to keep you warm throughout the winter. It's a great product for you to have in your drawer. It's a great to go with your outfit. It's a great product to make sure you are secure and warm if you're standing by the bus stop. But you don't have to stand by the bus stop. You need to walk to your car. You need to walk to your grocery store. You need to walk to any aspect of elements of outside, and you're going to have this item on your neck, on your face, because it keeps you warm. The worst thing to be doing during the holidays or out during the wintertime is to be cold. This product will keep you warm. So, again, tell us again where to get it. Here's the website again and how to get it for free shipping.
www.breeze-wind.com. Free shipping.
Excellent product, excellent interview. Again, I want to thank you. We're looking forward to doing more interviews and more marketing for your company because it's a big one. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. This is Documentary Podcast, pulling your eyelids open, and we pulled your eyelids wide open this morning, letting you know how to keep your ears warm, your neck warm, your face warm. It's all about the product. See you tomorrow morning. BeThereMagazine.com.
Thank you.
Don't worry.